The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
Listen to this crazy, crazy story. So the year is 1901. The place is Poland. And there's a girl called Rose. Rose is the oldest of nine children. The father and mother work very hard, but they do not make ends meet. The family is living in poverty. One day, the father and the mother decided to raise money to buy a ticket for Rose, the oldest daughter, to travel from Poland on a boat to America in order to increase her standard of living, not to be poor, to be able to have a better life. And initially, Rose was very shocked about this, but she accepted it because she realized it's going to be hard to leave her brothers and sisters and her parents, but she's going to go to America, and there's a greater chance of her to be happier, better life, and being able to live life like a normal person. So on the day that she had to travel, the brothers and sisters said goodbye to her in the house. The parents took her from the village in Poland to the port, and they cried and they hugged. Eventually, as she was about to board the boat, get onto the boat, the father tells her, "Rose, remember one thing. Whatever happens in America, you must keep Shabbat. You must keep the Saturday. You cannot work on Saturday. You have to keep Shabbat." And he said it over and over, "You must keep Shabbat." And she says, "Yes, Dad, I will keep Shabbat." She boards the boat. She says, she waves goodbye. And that is it. A bit of time later, the boat arrives in New York. They dock and Rose gets off the boat, meets for the first time her uncle and her aunt. They take her to their house in Manhattan, a beautiful house. A lot of parnasa, a lot of money, a lot of luxuries, a good standard of living. And she's very happy to see that. There's only one hitch. The hitch was that her uncle and aunt were not observant Jews. They kept some things no. So when she came to the house and she met her uncle and aunt and her cousins, so they told her, "Listen, in Poland we dress in one way, in America we dress differently." So slowly but surely, Rose started dressing and talking and acting like regular American people, until she got to the point that she was completely American, and she kept very, very little, similar to the rest of the family. However, there was one thing that rung in her ears all the time. Her father's last words: "Rose, you must keep Shabbat. Rose, you must keep Shabbat. Rose, you cannot break Shabbat." And Rose grew up. When she was 20, she was offered a job in a factory of tailors. She was a seamstress. At age 20, about 8 years later, she was offered a job to be a seamstress in a factory in Manhattan. And of course, it was a well-paid job, good conditions, and she accepted. But she knew that Saturday may be a problem. She started working Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. She worked very, very well, very efficiently. Friday afternoon, she goes back home after work, and does not tell the boss that tomorrow she is not coming. And tomorrow, Saturday, she stays home and she doesn't go to work. On Monday, she goes back to work and she tells her boss, "Sorry, boss, I was not feeling well on Saturday and therefore I missed." The boss believed her. This happened once, twice. But the third time, the boss told her, "Rose, I realize that you are not working on Saturday. I know that you're Jewish and you keep the Shabbat. However, if you want to work in my company, in my factory, you must work all the days of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday also." And the law was, on Sunday, they didn't have to work, but on Shabbat, they had to work. And if they didn't, so the boss could fire them. And that's what he told her. "Listen, Rose, you're a very good worker, but you must work every Sabbath, every Saturday. This coming Saturday, if you don't work, if you don't show up, I will fire you." So it was very hard for her to accept this, but she accepted it. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, she worked very nicely. On Friday, she was like, what shall I do? Should I work? It's my parnasah, it's my livelihood. Or should I keep the Sabbath, keep Shabbat? What should I do? She went home and she told her uncle and her aunt and her cousins her predicament. And they said, Rose, what are you, crazy? You have a good job, good conditions, close to the house. You're being paid well. So, okay. So you have to work on Saturday. Fine, but it's your livelihood. The world is different in America. The rules are different. Keep Shabbat as much as you can, but you have to work. It's your parnasah, it's your livelihood. You need to work. And they pressed her, and they pressed her, and they pressed her. And the next morning, Saturday morning, they woke her up. Saturday, May 25th, 1920. 1925. And she was at the time about 18, 19, 20. And they woke her up and they said, okay, go to work. And she didn't want to, but they forced her. She got dressed. She had breakfast. She went out of the house on the way to work. Now, as she was walking out, ringing in her ears were her father's words. Rose, do not break Shabbat. Rose, you must keep Shabbat. Rose, don't break Shabbat. So Rose said, you know what? I'm not going to break Shabbat, but I can't go back home because they'll pressure me to go back to work. So she left the house and she walked around for the next 12, 13 hours and came back home only when the sun went down. So she went and she walked around Times Square, this square, that square for many hours. And she only made her way back home towards the evening. And as she was walking towards the house, her cousin is by the window and sees her. And says, Rose, Rose, and starts to shout, Mommy, Daddy, Rose is here, Rose is here. And all the family comes running down to the entrance. The uncle, the aunt, the cousins, they all come running and they say, Rose, Rose, we're happy to see you. We're so happy to see you. Thank God, thank God. Rose says, what did I do? Why did I earn such a greeting? And they told her, you don't know. There was a major fire in the work, in your workplace. 150 people were burnt to death. We thought you were dead. We thought you were dead. And at that point, Rose thinks and says to herself, Ki eshmera Shabbat, whoever keeps the Shabbat, Hashem yishmereni, Hashem will protect me. The words that her father told her, the last words, whatever you do, do not break Shabbat. And through difficulties and through a lot of determination and willpower, Rose did not work on that Shabbat and her life was spared. She managed to live for many, many years. Ki eshmena Shabbat, whoever keeps Shabbos, Kel God Yishmereni will protect us. This story is an amazing story just to show the importance of Shabbat. Thank you.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. Stories to inspire.org